Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And it is, of course, a Medal of Honor Monday. And today's also the anniversary of 9/11. We may just merge those two worlds a little bit an hour from now with our Medal of Honor citation. But we're going to talk about 9/11. We're going to talk about it very briefly. Not going to do a long thing on it here in just a moment because we have other things we must get to. We have to get to gun grabbing, communists. We have to get to abortion in the news in a very interesting way tonight. Joe Biden embarrassing himself, illegals sleeping in tents, impeaching Joe Biden, some professor lied about a bunch of data, emails, maybe even some calls. I don't know. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin today with this, with 9/11. And I'm not going to do a long thing on it. I know you've probably heard that all day long. And I'm not dismissive of that, obviously. I feel like you've probably had just about enough 9/11 content today to last you a lifetime. So just bear with me for a few, and then we're going to move on to other things. It can be difficult to figure out how you're supposed to feel about big events you've been through. Not just good events, not just bad events. When you go through something big, it can be hard to digest it, to take it in. Have you been through, maybe you were part of a big crash. Maybe you were part of a state championship team in high school. Maybe something big, however you define big. And as you get further and further away from it, you may find yourself looking back on it and seeing it differently than you saw it at the time. Also very, very natural. As you get older, your values change, distance changes, perspective. You know how all these things work. 9/11. I'm not going to go over where I was. You've heard those stories all day too. Everyone knows by now that listens to the show. I was in my Marine Corps barracks room. We got called up to the barracks room after one tower had been hit. We all gathered in the room. We just got done PTing. We watched live on television as the other one got hit. We watched live as both of them fell. Tears in our eyes, ready to go kill everybody. But I got this email today, and this one hit me hard. Dear Mr. Meat, that's not right. After 6 years as a Marine Corps infantryman and now 30 years as a firefighter, I can't help but feel like it was all for nothing as we remember 22 years since 9/11. I was on shift at the firehouse on 9/11 and remember how horrified we were, but now I'm horrified to see what our government has become. When COVID hit, I would have never guessed Americans would roll over, so on and so forth. He goes on to say, I don't mean to be such a downer, but I'm a realist. I'm glad God is in control. Can't wait to retire in March. Love the show, brother. Keep going. So I wanted to do this today because that was not at all the only email I got that looked like this. Not at all. And I just wanted to just do this. Let's do this. Let's go to high school. You're back in high school, okay? And let's say It's your junior year of high school, and you're fat. You've been fat your entire life. Just stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. Junior year of high school, you've been fat your entire life, and you decide that summer, you finish your junior year, that's it. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to look good as a senior and feel good, and I'm going to do something physical. And let's say you go out for your school's football team. There weren't really tryouts. You would have sucked at those. Everyone really makes the team. But you decide you're going to do two-a-days in the summer. You've never even played football before. And you bust your butt out there, sweat, puking on the sidelines, miserable. Practice, you suck. You're getting smeared all the time. And the season sucks. Your team sucks. Your coach sucks. And at the end of the season, you're 0-10. But you're in the greatest shape of your life. Is that season a failure? Is it? Just because your team sucks, coach sucks, quarterback sucks, isn't that season still a humongous success? You decided to do something hard and daring and turn your life around. And you accomplished it. And just because the people around you didn't fulfill their end of the bargain, and just because your coach was an idiot and a loser, that doesn't in any way diminish what you did. In fact, I would argue that what I just described is a more impressive situation than trying out for the state champion every year football team, making the squad, going undefeated, not really contributing much, and winning it all at state. Didn't the first guy who lost all the weight and got through it, didn't he accomplish more? So when it comes to 9/11, let's go back to 9/11. Maybe you look at your government very differently now than you did then. Maybe you're a veteran. And you look at a lot of the global war on terror very differently now than you looked at it then. Look, that's me. If that's you, that's me. I'm not telling I'm right. I'm not telling you I'm right now. I'm not telling you I was right then. But I'll tell you what. The day those towers came down in New York City, give me a weapon and just show me who to kill. I was all about that life. Now I look back and I think, man, those people really lied about a lot to do a bunch of different things. So maybe that's your scenario. Maybe you're a disenfranchised cop. Jesse, I'm done. New York City hates us anyway. I've grown to hate it here. No one cares. Give it to the heroin addicts. Jesse, 9/11, that spirit's gone. I'm leaving. Okay. All that stuff's fine. All that stuff's fine and understandable, and I'm not arguing against it. But I will just say this. Maybe your views on everything have changed since 9/11, since this day 22 years ago. Mine certainly has. That doesn't take anything away from the firefighter running the tunnel towards the towers. That doesn't take anything away from that young man or young woman on 9/12 who were standing in line at the recruiting office. Let me in. I need to go kill some dirty terrorists. That doesn't take anything away from your service and your sacrifice and what you did. Just because this country's led and has been led by vile scum for a very long time, none of that changes what you went through and what you did and the things that the ways you let 9/11 change you. All right? That's all I'm going to say. So we're gonna look. We'll move off this now. Look, what else are we gonna do? You want to talk about Joe Biden? Why he wasn't even in New York City today?
When I asked a White House official why it is that President Biden was here and missing the 9/11 commemorations at the attack sites, the analogy that I was given is that 22 years after Pearl Harbor, U.S. presidents were not still going to visit Hawaii.
Wow. I mean, we didn't go to Pearl Harbor. Why did they keep Joe Biden away? Why was he not standing in the site where the Twin Towers used to stand majestically in New York City, giving a rousing speech today? Oh, I don't know. Probably something like this is the reason.
And let's see. I'm just following my orders here.
Or, I don't know, maybe this was the reason.
And I particularly want to thank Prime Minister Modi and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, Mohammed bin Salam, and the European Commissions. And since he's not speaking today, I wanted to, maybe he is speaking today. I had a note he wasn't speaking at any rate. I'm going to...
Maybe that's why they sent Joe to Alaska on 9/11. Maybe it's better for everybody involved, our friends, our enemies, Republicans, Democrats, independents, and all the like, if President Stumbles and Mumbles just frankly went to Asia and stayed there for a while. And speaking of the stay there for a while, can we all acknowledge that's why Joe Biden struggles so mightily when he travels overseas?
Anyway, I just think that there are other things on leaders' minds, and they respond to what's needed at the time. And look, nobody likes having celebrated.
I'm sorry, I can't. But are we ready to talk about it? It's very obvious he deteriorates even more when he travels overseas. You want to talk about this really quickly? All right, we're going to talk about it really quickly, and then we'll talk about Dome and why they want our guns and immigrants sleeping in tents. All that and more is still to come. You know what the illegals in tents need? It's easier to accept sleeping in a tent when you get to dry off with a six-piece towel set from MyPillow. What are you shaking your head at? I don't understand. Chris, it's true. Think about this. You decide to violate our country's immigration laws. You just puke on the sovereignty of this nation. But then you find yourself in a New York City, on a New York City sidewalk, sleeping in a tent. And you're saying to yourself, man, it was better in Guatemala. That's what you said. But then somebody brings you a six-piece towel set of all USA cops. And you find out they're only going to charge you $39.99. And I don't even know what that translates to in pesos, but that's a great price. It's 50% off no matter which country you're buying it in. All of a sudden, you know that trip to America was worth it. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, and use the promo code Jesse because you and Pedro get 50% off the six-piece towel set. Or you can call them 800-845-0545.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to the Joe Biden tired thing, I do want to read this one. I meant to do this in the beginning here. One of our fellow anti-communists needs a little prayer. The subject of this one is lifting the weight. Jesse, I emailed you last fall after my husband was laid off. Took over 9 months to regain employment. His salary is less than half of what it used to be, but we are thankful for a job with health insurance. Please send a reminder to your listeners to help others carry the weight of life. Many of us are under massive financial stress. Every trip to the grocery store and gas station stirs up emotion, usually anger. We hide it from our kids. Please, if people can, invite families over and cook them dinner. Drop a gift card in their mailbox, etc. Most are unaware just how bad families are suffering, and there doesn't appear to be an end in sight. I know you empathize deep down in your heart, especially now with bald people. Man, that's so not nice. So let's all do our part. Listen, I only wanted to read that before we get to the Biden stuff. I have two different things I want to read real quick before I get back to the Biden stuff. One, this is a great lesson that in that email for you and me. I can lose sight of this too because we're all selfish somewhat, aren't we? Focused on ourselves. Let's remember that there are people around us in our own communities. Remember, it's all about community now. Forget about this national stuff. Local, your neighborhood, your community, your family, friends, church, whatever. There are people around us who are hurting and we need to have our eyes and ears open how we help them now, especially in these trying times we're going into. People are suffering now. And another one here. I got this email too. So one, keep those people in your prayers. Two, this one. Jesse, I just watched my sweetheart, my best friend, and my rock die in the hospital. I am utterly devastated. I was in the ICU with him for 11 to 12 hours every single day for the 21 days he was there. Every night when I left to go home and try to sleep, I'd listen to your show during the drive. Wanted to thank you so much for making me laugh out loud every day. It was such a stress relief and gave me moments of comfort to hear your voice. Keep up the good work you're doing, so on and so forth. Signed, a grateful, grieving wife. And if you wouldn't mind, as a favor to me, would you say a prayer for that grieving wife tonight? That was a couple days ago she sent that. Actually, that was yesterday she sent that. Hurting right now and needs our comfort. Now let's get back to Joe. Joe's not in New York City today for 9/11 as he should be. Joe's in Vietnam. How's it going in Vietnam? Well, as you just heard.
Anyway, I just think that there are other things on leaders' minds and they respond to what's needed at the time. And look, nobody likes having celebrated.
Yeah, we got it. Well, let's have a talk as to why. Why is it that they just hide Joe Biden, and why is it that when he goes overseas, he's so much worse than he is at home? Well, here's why. You see, travel, any kind of travel, whether it's a long road trip, you've done those, right? 10, 11 hours in a car, 14, 15. I don't know what my record is. It's over 14. I know that. It's a long time. Road trips, maybe a long flight. Maybe you travel internationally a lot for work or fun or otherwise. But travel is what? It's exhausting. It's exhausting for everybody. We just did Israel, me, Chris, Michael, and the Jesse Kelly Show fam. And everybody, young and old, on the trip, and it ran the gamut. Everyone needed 2 or 3 days to try to get some kind of a sleep schedule over there. It's exhausting. Joe Biden has dementia. So Joe Biden needs, this is what he ideally would have if he was just a normal person. He would have rest, round-the-clock care. His environment, if you've known anyone to go through something like this, should be an ultra restful environment, right down to, look, I've seen it when it comes to dementia patients. I've seen it right down to the color scheme. They try to pick relaxing colors for them to be, they'll have relaxing music, relaxing sounds, trying to make things calm and restful. Joe Biden is the president of the United States of America, so he's already in a stressful job. When he travels internationally, I don't care how many comfy sleep number beds they have for him on Air Force One, Joe Biden can't get the rest he needs. That's why the president of the United States of America sounds like this, representing our nation every time he crosses one of the oceans.
And let's see. Let's follow my orders here.
Yeah, that's why he sounds like this.
He talked about making sure that the third world, the southern hemisphere had access to change. It had access. It wasn't confrontational at all. He
came with thank you, everybody. This ends the press conference. Thanks.
His own staff cuts him off, cuts off the president of the United States of America while he's overseas. It's because of the dementia. All right, enough of that. Enough of Joe Biden. We have two things we need to address. We need to address this order. The, of course, unconstitutional, we know all that. This order from this governor of New Mexico for gun grabbing. What's going on here? I think there might be more to this than people see, and something we should all be paying attention to. You know what else we should be paying attention to? Where we put our money right now. Right now, people ask all the time. Ask everybody you can. Where do you put your money? Where are you putting your money? What do you do with your money? Because people don't trust the stock market, understandably. You know what I trust? Things I can touch and feel. Not things on my phone screen or TV screen or computer screen. What can I touch and feel? A home, no matter what, always has value. It may go up, it may go down. Value's there because it's something useful you can touch and feel. Let done-for-you real estate handle where to put your money, man. You don't have to be some mega millionaire, billionaire. Normal people begin investing in real estate with Done For You Real Estate. They take care of everything. They vet you the properties. They find the best markets. They get it financed. They get it insured. They handle the rental process. They do it all. You begin real estate investing, and you'll start small. And then you will watch it grow, and they will handle it all for you, okay? And you will not regret it. DoneForYouJesse.com. That's where you put your money. All right? DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a somber, heavy day. No, not just because it's the 22-year anniversary of 9/11. It's a heavy day because this bombshell dropped today in New York City. These illegal immigrants, some of them, they're forced to sleep in tents. Can you imagine? These people that came over here and dropped their pants and took a big steaming dump on it, our immigration laws, they have not been given the five-star accommodation they've become accustomed to? Maybe they're even lacking the free Xboxes all the other illegals got. What if they don't have special cuisine prepared for them that will be something they're used to and they approve of? I certainly care about the approval of the illegals. Oh my goodness, if they're sleeping in tents, my goodness, how heartbreaking. Gosh, you're lucky you're not sleeping in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You gotta be kidding me. All right, let's deal with real issues today. What in the world is happening in New Mexico? What happened with the governor of New Mexico? You may think that, this doesn't apply to me. Believe me when I tell you it does. This is Michelle Lujan Grisham.
So in this public health order, which is effective today, September 8th, which lasts 30 days, and then we'll, like all the other public health orders, we will either amend or renew or adjust, depending upon where we are. So effective immediately, no person other than a law enforcement officer or licensed security officer shall possess a firearm, either openly or concealed, within cities or counties.
Okay, that's been the talk of the town today. She can't do this! That's unconstitutional! Everything else, the comments have run the gamut. Let's have a chat, though. What is this?
Well,
let's do it this way. Fellas, ladies, have you ever tested your spouse or significant other? Not in some horrible, nefarious way, at least I hope not, but have you ever tested them? Guys, go out bowling with the fellas. I love bowling. Bowling's underrated. I haven't been bowling enough. Anyway, you go out bowling with the fellas. Have you thought to yourself, I wonder what would happen if I do have a couple extra beers and come home a little fuzzier than I normally am? And you do. Let's say you do. Let's say you have a couple extra beers and you come home a little fuzzier than you normally do. And the wife says, oh, Bob, phew, you're such a ruffian. Hang on. Let me make you a sandwich. Put your feet up here. Relax. Let me get you. You know what, Bob? Let me get you another one. Let me get you a sandwich and another one. The game's on. Your team's on, you old ruffian. Ha, ha, ha. Well, let's say she reacts like that. And then you go out bowling again with the fellas next week. And then your guys start saying, hey, how about another pitcher of beer, Bob? What do you think you're going to say? Same thing for you ladies. Maybe one day, I know what you do. Maybe one day you got a little too crazy on Amazon.com and he came home from work before you could get the packages off the front porch. And as he's hauling your fifth box in and setting it on the kitchen counter, he looks at you and he says, honey, I'm telling you what, you are so crazy sometimes with this shopping. You know what, though? I kind of love it. You do make a beautiful home, so that's no big deal. I love you, sweetheart. How about a foot rub? The next time you're on Amazon and you see a couple extra things you like, you going to get them again? Of course you are. Because we human beings, we don't like to acknowledge this about ourselves, but we are constantly testing each other. Not just our enemies either. Friends, family, enemies, probing. What can I do? What can't I do? What is it? This is human nature. You're figuring out, what are the limits with the people around me so I know what the limits are for me? Probing. Kids, every one of the kids listening to the sound of my voice right now, you test your parents? My sons are probably listening. Oh, don't think I don't know when you're testing me. You test people. Well, let's go back to this. This is the United States of America. And what I'm about to say will no doubt be controversial and there'll be all kinds of complaints, which we will all laugh at. But I am here to tell you this. For probably the first 100 years of this country's existence, I would guess, probably first 100 years, if anybody, governor, mayor, senator, congressman, president, spoke like this about the Second Amendment, they would probably have to go in hiding for fear of their lives.
So in this public health order, which is effective today, September 8th, which lasts 30 days, and then we'll, like all the other public health orders, we will either amend or renew or adjust, depending upon where we are. So effective immediately, no person other than a law enforcement officer or licensed security officer shall possess a firearm, either openly or concealed.
If you were the mayor, if you were the governor of Massachusetts in the year 1820, and you issued a written order verbatim saying the things she just said about the Second Amendment, and you're not allowed to carry a gun anymore unless you're a cop, that governor would have to be slipped out of Massachusetts in the dead of night if you could get that governor out in time before that governor's, Lord willing, if you're lucky, the governor would be arrested and then have a public trial first. If not, the lynch mob would flat out kill him. So 200 some years later, here we are in a country where governors feel completely comfortable sitting down on camera saying things like this.
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carry license?
With one exception, and that is if there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. There are restrictions on free speech. There are restrictions on my freedoms. In this emergency, this 11-year-old and...
Why are we now a nation where politicians feel comfortable, feel totally comfortable and safe saying things like that? You know why? Because of COVID. Because of our COVID response. These people, as I tried to explain the very second those morons suggested 15 days to slow the spread, the morons in the Republican Party, I might point out, and then of course all the Democrats made it worse, but the second it was suggested, you probably remember if you were listening back then, me screaming behind the microphone, if you allow these people this kind of power to tell you you can open this and you can't open that and close this business and close this school and wear this and stand here, if you give these freaks that kind of power, they will never let it go. And then we gave them that kind of power. And every time they jumped, we said, how high, Mr. Government? How high? Tell me what to do. And now we think we're somehow past COVID. We're not past COVID. We're past them pretending like COVID was a big deal. For the most part, we will never be past COVID until there is an outright open mass non-compliance in this society. Because right now, this government thinks we suck. They think we're pathetic and weak and that we'll never do anything about it. And so get ready for a whole lot more of this. I'm almost done on that. I'll finish up, then I'll do some other things. This whole country needs a whole big fat dose of chalk. We do. Because the next time, and the next time, and the next time a tyrant stands up, Republican or Democrat, and says, do this, don't do that. This is what you're allowed to do. Sorry, it's an emergency. Sorry, that right's not absolute. You have an obligation as a free American to say no. Get your testosterone levels up, fellas. Good on a male vitality stack from Chalk. I've been on one for, gosh, a year and a half. I feel freaking incredible. My mind is ready. Is yours? Get on a female vitality stack, ladies. You want to feel energized, pepped up, ready to go in the afternoon? Female vitality stack. Go to chalk.com, chok.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, coming up about 10 minutes from now on the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. Yeah, look, you want to know why these governors now feel comfortable suspending rights? Chris, this is me from 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. This was me. Take it away, me. My concern is that just like Sulla looking around at his army and deciding, well, why can't I go to Rome? And then every tyrant after him throughout the rest of the empire made the same decision because, well, I mean, Sulla showed you can do it. I'm Julius Caesar. I have an army. Who says I can't come back to Rome? Who's going to stop me? My concern is from now until the day they close the doors on the United States of America, which, Lord willing, is 1,000 years from now, that the results, our response to a pandemic will be tyranny. That our response to a pandemic will be to tell every single human being that in the name of flattening the curve, you must give up every single right that makes you an American. You must give up every single thing that makes America unique. Well, yes, it's the land of the free and home of the brave, but only unless we get sick. Well, obviously, this is a country of limited government. You have rights. Those rights come from God. Unless there's a virus, then God has to sit this one out, I guess. My concern is not only what we're seeing now, although I'm very concerned about that, obviously, because it's my family and yours. My concern is we have opened up our own Pandora's box here. And that from now until the end of time, because precedent is such a strong thing and people love to just say, well, that's what we did before. The next time we get a pandemic, and we will, there's always another one. History proves it so. The next time we get a pandemic, it'll be even easier. It'll be like just reaching over and flipping off a light switch. Hey, guess what? Rights are suspended again. We've got another pandemic. Hunker down. That was me then. This is the governor of New Mexico 3 years later.
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carry license?
With one exception, and that is if there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. There are restrictions on free speech. There are restrictions on my freedoms. In this emergency, this 11-year-old and all these parents who have lost all these children, they deserve my attention to have the...
We were probed. We had a stress test put on us from our politicians as a people, and we failed miserably. Now, we failed. Why, though? Let's talk about this for a second. Why? Because we're going to move on. We have so many other things we have to get to. Here's some stuff still to come. Gavin Newsom's still acting like he's not going to run, which is absolutely hilarious. We have things getting worse in the American church, at least some of them. Things getting worse in California. They're faking data on something. Latest on Biden's impeachment. We have all these things. So we're going to get to all these things. We have Medal of Honor money coming up. But let's dig into this for just a quick moment here. They're suspending the rights now. Why suspend Second Amendment rights? Or at least attempt to? What's the point of all this? The point of all this is not that they think they're going to win right off the bat. The point of it is to let you know where you stand. To let you know where you stand and them letting their people know where they stand. You have to always be reminded that you're a dirty, despicable peasant, and these kings and queens will decide on their own exactly what your rights are and what your rights aren't, depending on whatever they view is an emergency at the time. And who will determine the state of emergency? Well, they will, of course.
So in this public health order, which is effective today, September 8th, which lasts 30 days, and then we'll, like all the other public health orders, we will either amend or renew or adjust, depending upon where we are. So effective immediately, no person.
Yeah, it's a state emergency declared by yourself. These politicians, they have to constantly remind you that you're a peasant and they're queens and kings. And they have to remind themselves that they're queens and kings. And they also have to throw a little bones to their activist base, who's just a rabid mob of morons that makes up most of the Democrat Party base. Just, I want you to think about the Democrat Party base. Like, what's a really, really, really stupid animal? A cow. A cow's a really, really dumb animal. And so the cows are all kind of running into each other and they're mooing and they're doing a bunch of really stupid things. And now these people have to herd these cows all the time. And the cow's so dumb. So they have to do specific things to try to make sure the cows don't hurt themselves or hurt the leader on accident or whatnot. That's why they toss these little bones out to people like this. And of course, overall, you know what the overall goal is. That's not a mystery. You understand the deal. The overall goal is to disarm you. Why? To hurt you. Just know that. You can never, ever, ever forget that. Don't fall into this normal trap that conservatives have always fallen into. Well, I deserve to have the Second Amendment because I need to protect myself from an intruder. We love saying that one. Oh, we love doing this one. The most pathetic GOPers will say, but I love this one for hunting. I believe it was John Thune, that useless senator, when asked about AR-15s. It was Thune. He said, well, I mean, South Dakotans, they use it for gophers and squirrels and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday. No. I have guns because communists want to hurt me. That's what. Oh, you have the Thune clip? Oh, here's Thune. Yeah, here's Thune.
In my state, they use them to shoot prairie dogs and, you know, other types of varmints. And so I think that there are...
The most pathetic of defenses. No, communist, I know you want my guns because I know you want to shoot me in the face. So I'm going to keep my guns because the founders wanted me to have them so you couldn't shoot me in the face. That's why I'm going to keep my guns now and forever. And your opinion on my guns means nothing. And I don't have to present any justification to you at all. Why do I have guns? Because I think you want to kill me, and I'm going to stop you if you try. That's why I have guns, period. Why do I have a hero gun? Because I don't want to be assaulted in terrible ways when I head to my car. Look, for you gun guys or gun girls, I carry a hero arrow as a supplement to my gun, to my Hellcat. A lot of people carry a hero gun or a hero arrow as their primary means of self-defense. It's non-lethal. Whichever way you want to do it is fine. I love having a non-lethal option. If it's some just deranged homeless guy who probably can't hurt me anyway, I really don't want to have to put a bullet in him. I'd rather just spray him with the hero arrow, have the pepper gel, have him on the ground screaming and crying like a little girl. The cops come and everyone wins. You don't even need a concealed carry permit for this. All you have to do is go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, and that's what gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero gun or a hero arrow, but get something to protect yourself, all right? Medal of Honor Monday, next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.